1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Lord in prayer. Father, we live in a day where many people hate the idea of father. We live in a day where fathers are seen as unnecessary. But in your wisdom, you have called upon us to call you father. And you have given us men to stand, Father, as our earthly fathers and to influence our lives towards you. Father, teach us how to honor our fathers. But most of all, turn our eyes to you, the perfect Heavenly Father. It's in the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Spend some time praying for Father's Day, what to share with y'all, and begin to think about the men in our church and begin to think of just the wonderful Christian men that we have in our church who are doing such a wonderful job discipling their wives and children. And I know that not every father may feel like you apply to that, and then not everyone may fit that description. But I really felt led to preach on the idea of honoring your father. It is one of the Ten Commandments. And unfortunately, it's a commandment that we have largely neglected. I have to confess to you, as I mentioned several weeks ago when preaching about how you think you know the Bible better than you really do, that when I began to prepare for this, I went, okay, honor your father. Well, everybody knows what that means. And I went, what does that mean? What does the word honor even mean? The only vestige left of that word in our English language today is the Medal of Honor in the military. Beyond that, the idea of honor has been almost completely lost in our society. People used to swear, on my honor. Nobody even knows what that means anymore. So I studied honor. And here in Ephesians 6, the Apostle Paul is quoting from the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments, obviously written in Hebrew, and it says, honor your father and mother. And the Hebrew word for honor is also translated burdensome, or weighty, or heavy. And the Hebrew word honor means to treat something as a being of large or massive importance. Something that carries a significant amount of weight. Here, that Hebrew word for honor is translated in the Greek. And the word honor here simply means to value. So when we speak of honoring our father and our mother, what we are speaking of is treating our fathers that they have immense value, immense the importance, and they have a significant weight or influence in our lives, in our families, and in society as a whole. And as such, we are to treat them that way. To treat them with honor. If you were to study and meditate and think about the law of God is very similar to, say, the law of gravity. In other words, whether you want to acknowledge the law is there or not, if you jump off the top of the building, you will splat on the concrete. It is there. You see, fathers are immensely important in the lives of children. Their weight is incalculable. You cannot calculate it. The influence that a dad has on his child is something that you cannot measure. And it is part of God's established created order. And as such, we are commanded to honor that influence, to honor and to value the influence that a father has on a child's life. This begins by, in society, before we ever talk about our own earthly father, we as a society need to understand the importance that fathers play in the life of a child. This is something that our society is beginning to wake up to in some respects, in other respects still trying to act like it doesn't exist. You look in custody cases in courts, men very rarely get any rights or custody of children because the father many times is seen as expendable. Now, the scripture does say to honor the mother, but it also says to honor the father. You can see this in the case of adoption, that they are moving to where lesbians and homosexuals can adopt a child. And we're not going to talk about homosexuality this morning, but one of the things that is argued is that children do not need a father figure in their life, that it will not damage them and their upbringing. And what that does is it takes the importance, the weight, the value of the father. And honestly, if you were to take the Hebrew word and the Greek word, that is dishonoring your father. A child was given by God a father and a mother. And the importance of a mother and the importance of a father is something you cannot weigh and you cannot calculate. Children need fathers. And this is something that we as a church, we as Christians, have got to say to our society, and that is that men, fathers, are extremely important in children's lives. If you study the importance of fathers, even within just the Ten Commandments, it's the sins of the father that are visited upon the third and fourth generation. Whether you like it or not, you will turn into your dad. We had some visitors here a couple weeks ago that my dad had knew they were from Gainesville and recommended they come to our church. And their first words out of their mouth was, "Wow, you look like your dad." And I love my dad, but I've never gotten that before. So I went home and my mother-in-law was here, and I think Luke was there. I said, "Do I really look like my dad? Because I don't think I look like him. I know I talk like him. I walk like him. I have the same mannerisms as him. I have the same moodiness he has. I have the same sinful tendencies he has. I just didn't think I physically looked like him." But you know what I see every day when I look in the mirror? More and more, I'm becoming my dad. That's who I'm becoming. And you know what's even more amazing than that is my dad's dad, as y'all know, died when my dad was 11. But my grandma will tell you that all four of her sons have mannerisms of their dad, even though he was completely absent because he died. The influence of a dad on a child is something that you cannot calculate. And we cannot, as a society, afford to say that dads are not necessary, that dads are expendable, that a child does not need a father present in their life. You know, our society, I don't watch TV hardly at all, but I know years ago when I used to watch TV, there were all the sitcoms, dad was always a bumbling idiot. Every sitcom, dad was a bumbling idiot. I was reading a book to my kids the other day, and I got fed up with it and said, "Lily, I can't read these books anymore." Because even in the children's books, dad is portrayed as a grown-up child and a bumbling idiot. You know, I saw this past week, even, that they surveyed young people. And you know what they found? Is that 94% of young people, if they had a question, they will not ask their dad. They'd rather Google it. Think about that for a minute. Think about the questions that a 12-year-old has. Do you really want them typing that in on Google? But what has happened is our society has portrayed that your dad is just a grown-up, bumbling idiot. He is not necessary, and if he gives you any advice, it's really dumb advice. And you will grow up to be like him, and you're going to learn how to cuss and drink from him and chase women from him, but nothing good or moral or good is going to come from a dad. And this is sometimes portrayed as where even young ladies, they go through divorce or whatever, and then they begin to say, "No, I don't want the dad to have an influence in the child's life." Listen to me. That is dishonoring the father. That is contrary to Scripture in the way that God has ordered this world. Men, fathers have importance in the life of a child. It is a weighty, valuable thing that you cannot diminish. And just like the law of gravity, if you diminish it, it will be to your own hurt. So many young people in our society are hurting because the role of the dad and their life was diminished. Be it from the court system, be it from the dad himself, be it for some reason whatsoever, the young people in our day, people look at them and say, what happened to your generation? My generation didn't have dads. That's what happened to them. That's what happened. You look at the next generation, you say, what is wrong with these kids? They don't have dads. That's what's wrong with them. We must honor fathers by honoring fatherhood. It is an honorable thing to be a dad. And you have massive importance that no one can replace you in the lives of your children. You have major importance and you need to be there in the lives of your children. And we need to honor fathers. We need to look up to fathers. And we need to praise fathers for the work that they do in their children's lives. The scripture goes beyond just honoring fathers in general and says, honor your father. It's very particular. It's singular. It's you personally must honor your father. In other words, you must treat your father with value, with dignity, with respect, as of a supreme importance in your life. Because whether you acknowledge him to have that weight in your life, he does. Whether you acknowledge it or not. And as such, you should honor your father. Now, I know that many fathers abandoned you, abused you, were drunks, drug addicts, criminals. I understand that we live in a day where there are many sorry fathers. But let me just illustrate something to you. When you're driving down the interstate, one of the largest vehicles on the interstate is an 18-wheeler. They're huge. And you know what you do? You honor their presence. Because if you're not paying attention, they will run you over. And when you see a semi-trailer that's going out of control, you know what you do? You back up and you honor it. Why? Because the sheer weight of that. Now, before we trash all 18-wheelers like some politicians do, you do realize like everything you buy at the store came on a semi. They're massively important in your life. You go to Publix and you grab that gallon of milk. Guess where it came from? Andrew put it on a truck. That's where it came from. It came on a truck. Okay? Everything you buy came from one of those things. They're huge in their importance. And you have to honor them whether they're doing what they're supposed to or not. You must honor your father. You say, you don't know my dad. I don't need to know your dad. It says honor your father. And there is no condition there. Your father has made you what you are today, is making you what you are becoming, and you will be more like your father than you ever want to admit years from now. For good or for bad. That is how much influence he has had on your life. Say, my dad wasn't there. And the fact that he wasn't there left a massive void in your life. It has made who you are. You must honor your father. What does that mean? That means you always speak respectfully to your father. I don't have very little respect. I have very little respect for him. I didn't say that he was great. I didn't say that. The Bible doesn't say only honor respectful fathers. It says honor your father. You need to speak to your father with respect. You need to treat your father with respect. You need to treat him with the level of importance that he has in your life. Say, well, you don't know my dad and the things that he did. God did, and he said, honor him. There is no condition here. One of the reasons, I'm just going to speak, we're talking a little bit to dads, but dads have this massive sense of failure. That no matter how much they do, it was never enough. And when a son or a daughter begins to disrespect the dad, all it does is make the dad withdraw more. You need to honor your father. You need to speak to him with respect. You need to obey. The context here of Ephesians chapter 6 is children, obey your parents. That means you do what your father asks you to do. But I want you to notice in Ephesians 6:1, there's one little phrase that's not in Ephesians 6:2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and mother. And guess what's not there? In the Lord. What that means is this. You honor your father, whether he's a godly man or not. But you only obey your father if what he is saying is good and righteous. If your father asks you to rob a bank, don't rob the bank. But let's be honest, your dad asks you to make the bed, mow the grass. That's in the Lord. You do it with a happy heart. Your father, even your father that you think so horrible and bad, is much older than you and much wiser than you. He's been around the block a lot more times than you have. And though he may be asking you to do something that you, as a 7-year-old, are so intelligent that you know it's dumb, you need to do it anyway. I'm sorry, 17. Because then you really know so much more than your dad. The truth is, you don't. Obey him. Yes, if he tells you to go kill someone, don't. But you can disagree with your father in an honorable manner. Go read of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not obey the king's command to bow, but they did so in a respectful manner. Go read the Apostle Paul when he is being tried before the Sanhedrin, and they order him to be slapped, which is contrary to the law. And he gets mad. And they say, how can you talk about the high priest that way? And he says, oh, I did not realize he's the high priest. Because it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people. Even when they were mistreating him, he still treated the high priest with respect, with honor. I understand that many people here may not have the best relationship with their dad. I understand many people here don't have the best dad. You still must honor him. You still must honor him. Can I speak to you ladies for a little bit? You need to honor the father of your children. I understand that there have been divorces. I understand out of wedlock births. I understand all of that. And I can't even name all the things that have taken place. And I know some of the fathers of your children. And I know what type of people they are. Please hear me. I'm not advocating that you put your child in harm's way where they might be abused. I'm not advocating that at all. But whether you like it or not, the dad plays a huge part in that child's life. Whether you like it or not, that father has huge importance in the life of your children. And you need to respect that and pass that on to your children. Many, many children learn to disrespect their father from their mother. They learn to dishonor their father from their mother, from their grandmother. I can't believe the way he treats my daughter. I'll agree it's horrible. I agree that the way that the man was treating you was wrong. I'm not here to argue that the man was right or wrong, whatever your particular circumstances are. But don't ever argue in front of your children. Don't ever belittle their dad. Don't ever demean him. Whatever beef you had between you and him is between you and him. Leave the kids out of it. And teach them to honor their father. Teach them to respect him. If he's wrong, show them from Scripture where he's wrong and teach them how to honor someone who is in a position of authority over them, even when they're wrong. Because you know what has happened in our society? We have taught children, if you disagree with your dad, you are smarter than him and can consider him an idiot. And then that goes into society. If you disagree with your government, you're smarter than them, you consider them an idiot. Now, I would say we probably are smarter than our government, but that's a whole other ballgame. But then what it translates into, if God asks you to do something that you do not understand, you do not have to honor God's Father. Please, ladies, don't use your children as leverage. Please. I know how horrible men can treat women. I'm not asking you to put your child in harm's way or asking you to put your child where they can be abused. You should not do that. But you must speak respectfully of that man in front of your children. Because whether you like it or not, he plays a massive role in that child's life. Trying to keep a child from their father is only going to hurt the child. Please hear me. I know we live in a broken world. Don't break it further. You know, several years ago when I was a youth pastor, there was a kid in our church, and I went to watch one of his baseball games. And I didn't know anybody, but I knew his dad, and he lived with his dad, and so I went to the baseball game, and his dad was sitting next to a woman and a man. I don't know anything about it. And so I went up, and, you know, hey, John, good to see you. And he said, oh, hey, don't you meet, you know, this is Jeremy's mom. He was sitting next to his ex-wife and her husband in the stands. I mean, you know how big the stands are? Like, he could sit on the other side of the field. And they would sit there. Every one of his baseball games, basketball games, they sat beside each other. He tore his knee up playing football. Had knee surgery. And I showed up at his house to check on him. And his mom and dad were sitting there next to him. Y'all are divorced people. You're supposed to hate each other. Don't you know that? Like, that's part of the American culture. When you get divorced, you're supposed to hate each other. But listen to me. They were both Christian people. And he turned out to be an excellent Christian young man. Why? Because the dad did not take out on the mom his frustrations, and the mom did not take on the dad her frustrations, and they worked together for the good of the child. Please hear me on that. That is a Christian thing. It may not be part of our culture, but that is a Christian thing. For Christian mothers and fathers to put aside their past disagreements for the good of their child. Please, ladies, the father of your children, the father of your grandchildren, is massively important in those kids' lives. Please encourage that. Please don't dishonor that man. Again, not talking about putting your children where they'll be abused. I'm not talking about that. But please try to work together for that child. And if you have a disagreement, call a friend. Don't sit down and bash them to your child. Okay? So not only do we have to honor fatherhood, but honor our fathers and the father of our children, but also we as men must be honorable. He addresses children obeying their parents. He speaks of honoring your parents. But then in verse 4, he says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Listen, as a dad, you need to realize the importance you play in your child's life. You need to realize that. And I'll be honest with you. I miss this. I really do. And I praise God for my wife who points it out. Because sometimes I walk through the room doing whatever I'm doing, painting or fixing something or whatever I'm doing, and I don't even notice the little baby's eyes watch me as I go across the room as he kicks his legs. Sometimes I'm so frustrated or stressed or whatever. I got a flat tire the other day, and you got a flat tire on the way home from work, and you pull in, I got to get this fixed. Where am I going to find time for that? And you walk in, and you don't see all the little kids running up and down, jumping up and down because daddy's home, daddy's home, daddy's home. Sometimes you don't know what it means to a child just for you to throw baseball with them for 2 minutes. You don't know what it means to that kid to push him on a swing in the playground. Please understand, you are important in the lives of your children, and you need to act that way. Your children are watching you, and your children will turn out to be like you. And that should terrify you. It terrifies me. Because sometimes people go, where on earth did our kids get that? And I'm like, I know where they got that. That's the way I was. Please understand your importance and step up to the plate. You see, because of our fear of failure, sometimes men don't even get in the game. Why even try? I struck out last time. Listen, if it's the World Series, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, you're down by 3, 2 outs, and you're up to bat. You go out and you swing for the fences. Who cares if you struck out last time? And if you strike out, you know what? You go down swinging. So many dads would rather sit in the dugout. Get in the game. Well, I don't know how to teach my kids the Bible. Try. Just read it. Doing something is better than doing nothing. Well, you know, because of the situation with the custody and the her and the mom, and you know, we don't get along that well. Call them anyway. Listen, you know, please be involved in your children's lives. Please discipline your kids. Some people play that, you know, well, she's the bad cop, I'm the good cop. Go read Eli, the dad who didn't discipline his kids. You will not find a grown man that says, I praise God that only mom spanked me and dad never did. You will not find a grown man that says that. What you will say, find is you'll find men say, you know what? I'm glad that I had a dad that tried. I may not have listened to him. I may have been a horrible son, but my dad tried. Please, as a dad, get involved in your children's lives. Go to their ball games. Okay? Read the Bible to them. Pray with them. Ask them questions. Find out about their homework. Listen, you may not be able to help them with their homework. At least sit down and offer. At least be there for them. At least try to spend time with them. And that's what I praise God for you men, because you are. You're trying. And I want to encourage you, yes, you know what? Nobody hits a home run every time they're up the bat. Hey, maybe you only hit a single. Hey, you're on base. Keep trying. Keep trying in your kids' lives. Listen, I know what it's like. Every day there's so much more. I should have done more at the church. I should have made more phone calls. I should have made more visits. I should have done more outside in the yard. I should have done more inside cleaning up. I should have done more work. I should have spent more time with my wife. I should have spent more time with my kids. I only read 2 verses at breakfast this morning. I should have read 3. I should have done this. I should have done that. And so often it just gets to where men just want to withdraw. I just want to sit in front of the TV and binge. I want to be done with it. I understand the stress. But you need to understand how important you are in your kids' lives. Who cares if you take your kid fishing and don't catch anything? Your kid's not going to remember that you didn't catch anything. He's going to remember time with his dad. Listen, when you're hunting, sometimes you miss a deer. You don't quit. You get back in the tree stand. Sometimes you're going to blow it with your kids. You know one of the most humbling things I've had to realize? The greatest things I'm probably going to be able to teach my kids based upon my life is how to say I'm sorry. And how to repent. But at least my kids are going to learn from dad what to do when you blow it. Because you will. You will blow it. And that's how you teach your children what it is to apologize. To say, I'm sorry, I responded in anger, I should not have spoken that way to you. Will you forgive me? You may have blown it in the past. Call up your child and apologize. Your child will remember that apology far more than they'll remember the fact that you weren't there for them at a particular time. Please, your children long to spend time with you. And you may not see it, but ask your wife. Ask the mother of your kids. They know that kids begin to count down days before they get to see daddy. They begin to go, well, how long till daddy comes home? You don't see that, but they do. Please, men, please get involved in the kids' lives. Realize your children are going to repeat your sins. Realize your children are going to fall in the same sinful patterns you do. That's why you must repent, and that's why you must strive to be a father worth honoring. The last thing I want to be is the dad that people honor because they have to. Well, I got to honor dad because he's my dad. Strive to be a man that your children will want to be like, because I'll tell you this, whether they should want to be like you or not, they want to be like you. Whether you think they want to be or not, they do. They're going to imitate you, and they're going to end up walking like you and talking like you and thinking like you and acting like you. Lastly, God identifies himself as father. He does not identify himself as mother. He identifies himself as father. And he speaks even in the Old Testament. He says, if I'm a father, where is my honor? Men, you are called to do one of the most difficult things, most impossible things any human being could ever attempt, and that is that you are to be a physical portrayal of your children of the way God is. You are to be as loving, as gentle, as patient, as kind, as firm, as just and righteous and generous as God himself. You will fail. You are not God. You will not be perfect. You will make many mistakes. And that is why you must point your children to the Heavenly Father. You must teach them that God is the Father that never fails, that never abandons, that never leaves, that never forgets, that never breaks a promise, that never yells and screams, that never does those things. And you must teach them to look to Him. God calls Himself the Father of the fatherless. Some of you, the father of your children has died. Some of you, your own father died. Some of them, he abandoned you. He left you. He abused you. But God is the perfect Father who loves His children. And we as men have to emulate that to our children. You know what? You're going to fail. That's why we have to point all people to the true Father. I remember reading the story of a woman who was, as a young girl, horribly abused by her father. He beat her, he abused her, he abandoned her. And she grew up hating the word dad. Hating Father's Day. Hating the idea of father. Hating dad. Hating any of that. And when she came to know the Lord, and they began to teach her things like the Lord's Prayer, she couldn't make it past the first few words. There's no way I can call God dad. There's no way I can call Him father. Because to her, all a father was pain and suffering. But then she began to realize that God was the father she had needed her whole life. Listen, an earthly father will never replace a heavenly father. And our job as men is to point our children to Him. Our job as a church is to point these young children to God the Father. And I know that Father's Day is a wonderful day, but sometimes Father's Day is a painful day. It's a day when men that wanted children are reminded they were unable to have them. It's a day that men are reminded of all the failures of their earthly father and of themselves as a father. Many have lost their father. Many have lost a son or a daughter. That is why God is the perfect Father, who offers comfort to those who are grieving, who offers correction for those who go astray, who will never leave His children or forsake His children, who is there for them the way a father should be. So the question I would ask you is, do you know this Father? Do you know the Heavenly Father? Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again so that you might know Him. So that He might be a father to you, of far greater importance than a biological dad. So in conclusion, we need to make fatherhood honorable. We need to treat it as such. It is what it is, whether you like it or not. You can be one of those who hate men all you want to, but dads are still important. And we as Christian people must emphasize that. We must honor our fathers, even those who are dishonorable. We must lovingly correct them, speak to them with respect. We must model to our children what God is like. We must try as dads to be a perfect Heavenly Father, to model that for them. But at the end of the day, it is God the Father that everyone needs. It is God the Father that every child needs. Is God the Father that every dad needs. Some of you say, you know what? I've talked to dad and say, you know what? I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I have no idea what I'm doing. I didn't have a dad model this for me. Yeah, you did. You got a Heavenly Father who shows you through the person of Jesus Christ what it is to love your kids and to teach them. Happy Father's Day.